Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. And welcome back. Occasionally, it is helpful for us to refer to a doctrinal statement, something that emerged from one of the various councils in church history, in which the Bible formed the clear basis for what was decided and written. One such document is the Westminster Confession of Faith, from which came a shorter catechism. When you hear the word catechism, some of you will be immediately suspicious because you think it sounds Catholic, as in Roman Catholic, and you are a Protestant. But all catechism means is a summary of religious doctrine, often in the form of questions and answers. So do not get nervous. Do not be skeptical. The Westminster Confession of Faith and the Westminster Shorter Catechism is a Protestant summary of Christian doctrine. Read it for free online, and you will see. Here is the statement that speaks to our discussion on God's free will. The decrees of God are His eternal purpose, according to the counsel of His will, whereby for His own glory He has foreordained whatsoever comes to pass. I have led us in defining what all of this means, and today we come to the fact that God has foreordained whatsoever comes to pass. What this means is that God, using His sovereign will, has determined beforehand whatever happens, whatsoever comes to pass. The only wise God, before the foundation of the world, predestined everyone and everything. And God does this freely. We have been following theologian Charles Hodge in his Systematic Theology, and let's keep up with him now when he says, quote, "It is therefore involved in the idea of God as a rational and personal being that His decrees are free. He was free to create or not to create, to create such a world as now is, or one entirely different. He is free to act or not to act, and when He purposes, it is according to the counsel of His own will." Close quote. Engage your mind. This makes total sense, right? God, being God, is free. He can do whatever He wants, and no one can stop Him because He is God. And so God freely chose. He was free to act or not to act, and He acted. God freely chose to make His world and to make it the way He wanted it to be, and He does so, as the Bible says, according to the counsel of His own will. Another way to say this, God is sovereign. Listen to another equally intelligent and down-to-earth in presentation theologian closer to our time, Dr. R.C. Sproul. Sproul writes, quote, "We must also be aware of the close relationship between God's sovereignty and God's freedom. The freedom of a sovereign is always greater than the freedom of his subjects." When we speak of divine sovereignty, we are speaking about God's authority and God's power. As sovereign, God is the supreme authority of heaven and earth. The word authority contains within itself the word author. God is the author of all things over which He has authority. He created the universe. He owns the universe. His ownership gives Him certain rights. He may do with His universe what is pleasing to His holy will. End quote. Now, this is very different than what happens with us human beings, and we will see that in a moment, but reflecting on what Sproul said, let me just reinforce in particular this. The freedom of a sovereign is always greater than the freedom of his subjects. That is true, and we have this analogy. Consider King Charles III, now the King of England. When his mother, Queen Elizabeth, passed away, Charles became king. He became sovereign. And like any sovereign, he has subjects. Well, King Charles' freedom is greater than the freedom of the English people who live under his reign and rule. If you doubt that, read the British press. They will tell you that what I have just said is true. Well, we are all, including Charles, we are all under the sovereign God. And he has freedom that we, his subjects, do not have. You wouldn't think so based on how the majority of people think and act in today's society, but that's because they are blinded by the devil. We Christians know that God is the only one among us who is truly free. The freedom of the sovereign is always greater than the freedom of his subjects. And that brings us to this. Think about who we are as people. We also have a will, and we are free to use it. And yet, how often are we influenced by others? We are persuaded by someone making some argument, and that affects what we decide to do. We are under constant persuasion to think and act in certain ways, but that is not so with God. Quoting Dr. Hodge, God is infinitely exalted above all influence. I love that. God is infinitely exalted above all influence. There are many scriptures that teach this truth. Here are a few. Romans 11:34. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who became his counselor? Job 36:22-23. Behold, God is exalted in his power. Who is a teacher like him? Who has appointed him his way, and who has said, you have done wrong? And in 1 Corinthians 2:16, for who has known the mind of the Lord that he will instruct him? To look these up and read them for yourself later will be wise. Romans 11:34, Job 36:22-23, and 1 Corinthians 2:16. The point is, God is not influenced by anyone. God is not persuaded by human argument, and there is no other God to offer him something of a different perspective. So God is free to do whatever he wants. More from Charles Hodge. God adopted the plan of the universe on the ground of his own good pleasure, for his own glory, and every subordinate part of it in reference to the whole. His decrees are free, therefore, in a far higher sense than that in which the ordinary purposes of men are free. Gods are formed purely on the counsel of his own will. He purposes and does what seems good in his sight. I think Hodge once again nails it. He's right. He properly understands who God is. I am aware of that idea, formulated by some into what they call a theology. The name is open theism, in which God grows, discovering new things he did not know. The idea is that because God has given us free will, he only knows of what choices we will make when we make them. And then, based on what we do, God will act. Because God took the risk to create people with free wills, then God cannot predestine our actions. Under this way of thinking, God changes his mind based on our way of acting. He may be sovereign in the sense that God can macromanage everything, but he never micromanages anything or anyone. He is free to micromanage, but he does not, or so goes the I think false argument. I remind you of Psalm 115:3. Our God is in the heavens. He does whatever he pleases. And Romans 11, verse 36, for from God and through God and to God are all things. The bottom line is this, which I am borrowing from R.C. Sproul. God is free. I am free. You are free. God is more free than you and me. Again, God is free. I am free. You are free. God is more free than you and me. God has free will. We each have a free will, but God's will is more free than our will. And having established this about God, we are now moving closer to a robust conversation about human free will. But there is one more thing I am compelled to emphasize about God's will, and it is this. I will mention it now and define this tomorrow. God has what we call an efficacious will, and God has what we call a permissive will. Huh? What? This is getting very heady, Pastor Mark. My mind is getting full here. God has a what and a what? Hang in there, my friend. I understand that what we have been discussing requires mental acuity. You need to think, but that's a good thing. Engaging your mind in the study of God, this the Bible requires. God has given us brains and he expects us to use them. And so I hope you are engaged and following along. Write to me with questions and comments. Let me tell you that my email address is mark@godisministry.org. That's Mark with a K at godisministry.org. And the mailing address, God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. So do write to me with your comments and questions, and be sure and join us again tomorrow. And do so because God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.